The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. A little snapshot of what's going on, trying to quell the fears across the nation as there have been a lot of protests past the midnight hour. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you. And this is because of the decision in Ferguson, Missouri, not to indict Officer Darren Wilson, instead to move on after months of looking at the forensic evidence and deciding there wasn't enough there for a charge. Lots of people feel that that is wrong, and violence has ensued since it was announced. 9:30 Eastern. What happens now is anybody's guess as to how long this continues on a holiday shortened week for many. Let me give you a little description of what we're seeing across the country. Well, first, in Ferguson, an entire row of businesses, boom, gutted, on fire. One pizza restaurant, totally gone. Protesters shutting down I-44, so the cops had to just simply go across and form a line to cut that off. Police cars, at least two, on fire, tumbled over. Tear gas, pushing crowds back, trying to stop what's happened in Ferguson, but the fires are definitely burning there. The governor, Jay Nixon, feared this was going to happen, called for a state of emergency earlier in the day, and this is what we see, what ensued after the announcement that, yep, there's not going to be any charges. As for Michael Brown, the 18-year-old who was shot and killed in early August, his family really did, to their credit, call for people to use their heads and to be respectful of his memory and not to resort to violent protest. But unfortunately, that's what's happened. Because you have television cameras from crews all over the nation in Ferguson doing live shots constantly. You know what that is. A reporter stands there with a microphone and tells you blah, blah, blah. In the background, people acting like lunatics and actually throwing some things at reporters. So what's the real message behind this? Jesse Jackson says it's a wake-up call. Do you think it's a wake-up call? Do you think what's happened is going to enlighten police departments if they think they have a problem or have a few people who have a problem and there is division when it comes to white officers and encountering black suspects and whatnot? Does this really bring this into a much bigger arena? Is there going to be a lot of conversation to solve some of those problems from one coast to the next coast? And by the way, Officer Wilson is toying with the idea of resigning, and it's not completely clear if he's clear yet anyway, because there still is the Justice Department's investigation where that could land in his lap, or there could be a civil suit filed against him as well for police brutality. There would only be a monetary amount that would be attached to that if you had a civil case and the people who brought the civil case, maybe the Browns or somebody else, filed a civil suit against him, well, they certainly could lose that suit, but if they won, that would be to have that out there, the charge that didn't happen in their eyes, to have that on the record. So how, when you see this, could this police officer possibly resume his position and in some form of a beat in Ferguson, Missouri? It seems likely that the resignation is inevitable. Some of what we've seen in other places, and this is just scratching the surface, and by the way, we're going to go to the mailbag this hour because so many of you had something to say. You can also jump on the phone lines, reaction to Ferguson, disappointment at how the nation has reacted, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. One of the things that we've seen in New York crowds, they were in Times Square, peaceful though, heading toward the Upper West Side earlier in the evening. You had about 200 to 300 people earlier in the day at Union Square. They had signs that said jail, killer cops, and big displays. You had emotions kind of boil over in Philadelphia, people screaming things out about the, you know, police. You had these die-ins is what they call them in Oakland, a huge one, where you had a crowd at an intersection, a main thoroughfare in Oakland, California, at 14th and Broadway, where they just laid their bodies down in chalk outlines, and they pumped it all over social media, and they then went on to Interstate 580 and shut down the traffic there, and it was really a huge crowd. You had helicopters overhead. I mean, just a giant crowd there. In Seattle, you had the same thing. You had people who did the die-in with the chalk outline laying down, stopping some traffic in downtown Seattle. In Washington, D.C., outside of the White House, you had protesters lying down on Pennsylvania Avenue. In L.A., you had protesters in a major intersection of La Brea and Wilshire who did the same thing. I've said this before, if you've flown into LAX, you know exactly where La Brea and Wilshire are. In Denver at the Colorado Capitol, you had a group that was assembled there, but they were peaceful and they were calling for a nonviolent protest. And you had people in Chicago that were outside the city's police headquarters, and they were yelling, "We're Mike Brown," and "I'm Mike Brown," and they carried signs, and oh, they screamed, "We won't stop till we get justice," and whatnot. So protests around the country were mostly peaceful. A few stopping traffic with lying down and whatnot, but mostly peaceful, but not in Ferguson. Demonstrators set the police cars, some of them on fire, a handful, and the police fired tear gas into the crowds because there were Molotov cocktails being thrown and rocks, and there's all kinds of confusion. What was really crazy about the whole thing is when the grand jury knew what they had decided, it happened earlier in the day, but they waited until late in the evening, 9:30 p.m. East Coast time, to say what the grand jury had decided, so they didn't share it. There were rumors circulating that he wouldn't be indicted for the murder of Michael Brown, but it wasn't official. It wasn't official at that point, which is the craziest thing, that it took so long and let that tension just build up. Why that decision was made, I don't understand. I think it just made it that much more tense and ugly, to be honest. All right, what did the grand jury hear that made them decide not to charge Officer Wilson? We're talking about it next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Two, three, ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. And the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey.
All right, we're talking about what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Not surprisingly, all chaos explodes there, you know, and they were really stirring the pot. So I think the big mistake was, why did the prosecutor wait? Why didn't they just release that information? Because already they had their so-called security ducks in a row. So why not just release the information? Why not? I mean, why wait until dark? What happened was what was expected to happen. And they're, that town is being ripped to shreds where they weren't having those kinds of problems before. There might have been relationship problems and tension in some areas, but we can't say that about the whole town. We've had people on to talk about that. So I'm going to trust the people from there to tell me that. And I'm saying black and white. Yes, as in every community, there were some problems that bubbled over, but now this is just, this fuse has been lit. And what specifics came out of the grand jury? The main thing is this, and we're going to go to calls 855-266-5283. The forensic evidence didn't show what was being said by the eyewitnesses. No shooting in the back, none of that kind of stuff. The eyewitnesses, in fact, had to recant, most of them, because what was said wasn't true. They show the forensic evidence, and then it wasn't true. So then they recanted. Then there was the I'll call it testimony of Officer Wilson himself. No matter what, for Wilson, his legal fees were being covered by the police department that had gathered the union, that had gathered so much money, and others that wanted to help him out. But I can't imagine that he stays in Ferguson, Missouri. He's 28 years old, and there's more on him coming up. Before we go there, let's take a few. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Dan. Now, did he step away? There he is. I hear him.
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Okay. I think we need a special prosecutor to investigate Eric Holder and our president, this illegal alien from Mombasa, Kenya, who is a Lewinskyite, and the Lewinskyite tactics of divide and conquer, put one race against the other, has been on display here from the beginning. This was a rightful shoot by that police officer who did everything according to the book. He was in fear of his life. He was attacked in his own police car. He did have to fight off a man who was trying to take his gun, and we've had police officer after police officer that has been murdered with the same kind of procedure that was taking place that Officer Wilson had to suffer. The grand jury did the exact right thing in observing the law, observing the evidence, and coming forth with a decree stating this man is innocent of all charges, and he acted in the line of duty. For these people to go out and protest like this and burn things down and riot like this makes them a subclass of people and scum of the earth. I have no regard for their color or anything such as that, but I'm telling you, this is a subspecies of people that do not deserve any kind of praise in any way, shape, or form, and they deserve the scorn of the entire world. This is absolutely the most classless act I've seen in my history. Thank you.
Yeah, the classless act, I agree with that, Dan. Of the people that have caused the problems in Ferguson. You know, the others that are protesting peacefully, I've got no problem with that. Protest all the way. Because I want voices to be heard. So I think anyone's voice should be heard in this case if they have an opinion about it. But it's one thing to peacefully protest. It's one thing to say, yeah, we got some problems in some areas. But I think ripping the guts out of Ferguson doesn't do anybody good. Any of those businesses, which most of the businesses, a lot of the businesses were owned by people of other, you know, ethnic backgrounds, and including several people, several black people who owned some of the businesses. So looting and messing up their livelihood and their families is just wrong and dishonorable, and not honoring, by the way, the Brown family, because it's their son that was killed. It is a terrible tragedy. As was described by Dan, is exactly what came out in the grand jury proceedings, and especially with the witnesses and backing off what they said because they had them on things that didn't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, it's a sad, sad day for America. Let's face it. To me, it's a sad day to see it, to see what happened, that it's the few who might not even be from Ferguson who caused the lockdown in the first place, in a sense, because you had the governor declaring a state of emergency. And, of course, because he had to do that for fear of what was going to happen, you know, in that city and in others in Missouri. I thought in one way he was premature about it. But now looking at it, clearly they knew, okay, this is what we're going to see. We're going to see the same thing that we saw before. We don't want to have tanks, because notice there was no tanks. Because once they had the tanks before, the accusations all over the map about militarizing the area with the tanks and how awful that was, they weren't going to go there again. All right, and they didn't have to. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hey, David.
Yeah, howdy, Kate. You know, I couldn't disagree more with that last caller. I don't want to get into smearing him, but it just, nobody is subhuman for, when you start looking at this, this was a jaywalking incident. And the cop backed up suddenly, mm-hmm. basically, and hit the kids with his car as he backed up. And then went into a rage because they reacted to that. And so this cop
is not only wait a second. You know why he backed up. He backed up because he had information that he was part in that robbery.
No, that's not true at all.
That's what I got from somebody on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri, who was part of the grand jury, the grand jury information.
If you look at the first press conference, this was just days after it happened. The police chief was up there. He was asked. In fact, it was the very day when that photograph of the grocery store, convenience store, came out. That the police chief said that the officer had no knowledge of that call. He had no knowledge. The kids were cussing at him because he was shouting at them.
I remember that, but they walked that back. So whether someone's lying about that or not, they walked that back in the grand jury. So I don't know.
Execution for shoplifting is not valid either. But the point is that this was a jaywalking incident, and they've just KMOX Radio in St. Louis has released a bunch of photographs of the police car and the street and the evidence of all of this. And in fact, it has Daryl Wilson's photographs, and he clearly didn't have his eye socket broken and all of these other things. These people have been lying from the start, and this was a jaywalking incident, and the kid was laying in the street for 4 hours, maybe 5 hours, but a number of hours, and just, you know, plainly insulting the intelligence of the whole community. And this is the easiest way to describe it is bad cops are expensive. This bad cop, in addition, I just learned, if you go to Wikipedia and you look up shooting of Michael Brown, there's a whole long list of attribution, you know, newspaper articles, TV, mm-hmm. movies, or videos, all this stuff. And so in number 54 is that the officer still had not submitted his police report because his lawyer was telling him not to do it. He was, you know how you can take the fifth. You don't want to admit to any mm-hmm. crimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the cop filled out his police report, he'd be admitting to a crime. So his own lawyer was telling him not to do a police report. This bad cop has dragged this on for months because he hasn't filled out a police report.
Mm. David, I'm going to disagree with you, but we're up against it, and I'll have more to say on the flip side. Plus, we'll go to the mailbag and take any more calls, 855-266-5283. Hang with us, everybody.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad.
Everyone's invited to throw in what I call your two cents here on what's happened in Ferguson and ensued across the country. And all opinions are welcome here. I don't care. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. It seems the, you know, we are such a polarized nation that it falls within your politics as to how you look at it. And you know how you can tell? Simple. You go to Drudge Report and you read what the links are to the story. You go to Huffington Post and you read the links and you think, isn't this the same story I'm reading about? And trust me, you get 15 different versions of it. I get it. Everybody's playing on teams these days. So all your teams can certainly meet here and we can have that conversation. Because here's what's happening. You've got cars vandalized. You have gunshots. You have one of the state senators in Missouri saying, look, this is a race war. You have Michael Brown's mother who collapsed outside of, you know, the courthouse because she's been through this ordeal that has become so emotional, so huge, so angry that it's been magnified to the 100th degree. But it's terrible, ultimately, what happened here. There's no question about that. I truly believe that if this officer, not knowing him, only knowing connections to him, if he could walk back what ultimately happened in his death, in the kid's death, I think, I really honestly think he would. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Earlier in the show, we had on Horace Cooper from Project 21, which is a group in out of Washington, D.C., of black conservatives who think differently than so many others, meaning the automatic swirl of we're throwing up race, we're throwing it out there. That's not the point of view of Horace Cooper, who is a constitutional lawyer. In fact, he was on this year Bill Maher's show, and, you know, Bill Maher, a well-known comedy guy, funny guy. I mean, I actually like Bill Maher, and he represents people on his show. Usually he has somebody from the right and plenty of people who are liberal to hash out what's happening. And Horace Cooper was on that show, and he talked about the facts. He talked about the facts were different than what David said and what David's interpretation and what the grand jury's forensic evidence came up with, that the eyewitnesses were just wrong. The eyewitnesses recanted what they said because it wasn't correct what they were saying. Now, he talked about the pictures, and I've seen that. I've seen the pictures as well of Officer Darren Wilson afterwards, and I would say in looking closely at the pictures, the same thing. He's right about that. There was no hanging eyeball socket or any such thing at all. I didn't see any of that. I mean, they had full body pictures all the way around of him that were released. And you didn't, there's no way. You can go to any website, NBC, wherever, and you'll see that. And you do not see that on his face. There is a bit of you can see that there's like a bruise, a bad bruise, and a swollen lip on the one side of his face. And they have a close up of that. And I've seen that. That's definite. But not any kind of a, his eyeball knocked out of the socket or, you know, whatever. All right, let's go to Dale in Missouri. Hey, Dale, thanks for giving us a ring. What's your take on all of this?
Well, my heart goes out to everybody, especially to the Brown family.
Oh, yeah.
And to this police officer and his family. And my heart goes out to all those innocent people that's had their businesses destroyed. I think it's terrible that they would be robbed and their business destroyed. My heart goes out to a lot of young people that have been badly affected by all this kind of violence. I know young people are very susceptible to this kind of publicity, and all this is on the TV and the radio and newspapers. But my take on all this is you should respect the law. And if you attack a police officer and you try to steal his gun from him and you assault him, this is the kind of thing you could expect to happen to you. I think that I believe that's exactly what happened. I believe the officer came under attack and
responded.
And he responded accordingly. I know that there are a lot of police officers that are killed with their own guns. And so my take on it is don't go and attack a police officer unless you want to get yourself in a bad way.
Yeah. Yeah, well said, Dale. Thank you. Thanks for the call. I've said this a couple of times. My brother-in-law is a police officer, and so I've gone through plenty of the scenarios with him when we've been together at family functions, and probably know way more than I'd like to know about some of the things that he encounters. And I would agree with Dale, and I've said that earlier, that don't go looking for that. Why do that? Well, I mean, again, he did go after him, and there have been plenty of police officers that, Dale's right, that have been killed by their own guns. I have another uncle by marriage who was is lucky to be alive, he was stabbed 31 times responding to a call where somebody got the jump on him. And he almost bled out as a result of that. So, I mean, listen, when they're police officer, they know. Could it be, I think, the worst time to be a police officer? Maybe, because of the things that are happening, or maybe this is just what I happen to absorb and see so much of. And it's terrible, as Dale said, it's terrible for the Brown family. What mother wants to get that phone call? What family wants to deal with that? And then the being foisted into the national spotlight and responding to questions and positioning and what lawyers and others are telling you. And it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. All right, on that note, plenty of you had plenty to say, so let's head to the mailbag. This
you
one.
You have mail, mistress.
There he is. I knew it. This one is from Rob, who says, Kate, it's awful this whole thing with Michael Brown in the first place. Do I think there are racists in the police department in Ferguson, Missouri? I would say, yeah. Do I think there are racists all over America? Absolutely. And then do I think there are people who aren't racist? Sure. You say it a ton on your show where you take any culture and subculture, and it's a slice of a little bit of everything that you have out there. So it'd be ignorant to say there is no racism in that police department. But at the same time, to paint everyone with the same brush is completely wrong. The bottom line here is an officer, a young officer, was lunged at, attacked, had his gun taken, almost taken, and what ensued was his death ultimately because of the fact that he went after a cop. You just don't do that, and I would think by now most people realize that, and maybe Michael Brown just lost his temper, but unfortunately it led to his death. It led to what's now happened in Ferguson and elsewhere. But the grand jury spoke not to indict. That's it. And then we should move on instead of looting people's stores and doing the things that we've seen done. Okay, yep, we've talked about that. Sure, the looting the stores and smashing the windows and all of that is wrong. And I would just say that I would love to know, and I'm sure we will, anyone that is arrested, if they're actually even from Ferguson. There have been failures or potholes that were massively stepped into, I think, along the way in this whole thing. And one of them was waiting for this grand jury announcement. You know, I don't get that. I think they should have just released it earlier in the day. Here's one from Kevin, who says, Kate, I've emailed the show a couple of times. It's been a while. Paying attention to all this nightmare in Ferguson, and I don't think anyone's surprised that there's no indictment. In fact, that's why there was such the buildup with security, maybe in a sense to warn people that decided they were going to protest, look out, because we have plenty of law enforcement, and if you decide you're going to go in a different direction, you just might be arrested. Yeah, and that's what probably happened to a few people there. But unfortunately, you know how it is when you have a riot and you've got chaos and you have tear gas and you have fires. Not everyone gets scooped up in that. And whatever is set on fire usually burns to the ground. There's only so much that the fire department can do as they're scrambling around. So the violence that erupted is just too bad. In fact, the governor has ordered more National Guardsmen to Ferguson, and the guard is there at the Ferguson Police Department because there's the fear of what would happen to the police department. And some of the scenes coming out of there are pretty frightening. You just see walls of fire and firemen trying to put it out. But you even had gunshots at one spot where the firemen had to leave because of the gunshots. So they were fearing for their lives. So essentially not knowing where the shots were coming from. So they had to get out of the area and let that fire burn. All right, our weekly conversation with Steve Kelly. We didn't want to put it on hold. So we're going to turn to something perhaps a little lighter and something that can help you with your future next, the pre-money guy, Stephen Kelly.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Each and every week we talk to my pal, free money guy, Steve Kelly, and boy, we've got a really serious thing to talk about tonight. I just had this conversation, ironically, with my aunt in Florida, where she had a nice career, retires, and now she's sort of managing what money's coming out, and what does it mean, and where's it all going. In other words, she's controlling the assets, and she's not a financial guru. In fact, that wouldn't be necessarily her strength, but everybody told her, oh, it's very easy to do. I'm sure that just makes Steve Kelly's arm hair stand at attention. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, I got to admit, Kate, I go in regularly for waxing on my arms, so I don't have any arm hair to stand up. So thank you very much, but if I did, it would.
There you go. Exactly. It's so easy, a baby can do it, Steve. What are you talking about?
Well, that, you know, that's the message, isn't it? That's the message that comes through from Wall Street. That, I mean, that E-Trade baby. I love those commercials. They're absolutely hilarious. But at the same time, they do such a disservice to the general public because this stuff isn't easy. It's not intuitive. It's not in any way, shape, or form something that the average person is prepared to do. And yet we are completely left alone to manage our portfolios. Think about this. When, you know, a 401k, when a company designs a 401k, They design it with one purpose and one purpose only. Do you know what that is?
When they design a 401k to make money.
No. They design their 401ks so they won't get sued. All right? I'm serious. There's a thing called a safe harbor 401k, and it has four or five stipulations. You have to have a certain amount of a mix of assets available. You have to have the ability for everybody to get into it. And one of the things you have to do not to be sued is you cannot give any kind of advice whatsoever to your employees about how to manage their money. So what you do is you set up this plan and you say, okay, go get it, Tiger. You're on your own.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is they're on their own from any – the law states that if anybody steps in and helps – a person with their 401k gives any kind of advice, they take on what's known as a fiduciary responsibility. In other words, they are on the hook for the advice they give. Not necessarily that, you know, if the advice is wrong, that they could get sued, but they certainly may. And the fiduciary responsibility requires, for example, that I put my interests over yours. So nobody wants that. Your CPA doesn't want that. Your financial planner doesn't want that. Certainly your employer doesn't want that. So you've worked all your life. You've put it into this 401k, and now you're getting ready to retire, and what the heck do you do with this thing? And nobody's out there trying to help you. There's a lot of advisors out there trying to get their hands on your money.
Yeah.
But nobody's really trying to help you. So what we do is we take a little bit different approach to this thing. You know, I was struck over the weekend. You knew I was going to get this in, right? I was struck over the weekend when I was watching that football game. Did you watch it?
Yes. Your Patriots, I'm sure you're speaking of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, Jonas Gray didn't get a snap. Here he was, the guy that had won the previous week's game, had been on the cover of Sports Illustrated, turned in one of the great all-time single-game performances, was late to a practice, and Belichick set him down for a week. Now, nothing about that was easy, right? It was discipline is what it was. And I was just struck by the fact that, you know, 8 games ago, they had counted Brady and the Pats out. And today they share the number one spot in the NFL with 9-2 record, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's because they are disciplined. When they were creamed in Kansas City, what were they all doing? They all said, we're on to Cincinnati. In fact, that night on the plane home, Tom Brady was watching films of Cincinnati. They put it behind them. And you have to be able to do that with your money. You have to be able to take a step back and be disciplined with what you do. And it starts by understanding what you're supposed to do with it. Now, what we have is we have something we call the 20 must-answer questions. And what I thought we could do is, you know, spend a couple minutes for the next couple of weeks maybe talking about a few of these questions. Because I think they're very, very important for people. And the first one is, and I think it's the most important, and it's the one that everybody kind of rolls their eyes at when you ask them, but until you get this one sorted out, there's just no way you can figure out what you're going to do with your money. And the first question is, have you discovered your true purpose for money? That which is more important than the money itself. Now, why do we do that? Why do we look at that? Because financial planning, retirement planning, is never about the money. It's always about the people. It's always about what do you want to have your retirement look like? What's important to you? What are your values? What are your goals? Do you want to travel? I remember my parents, they used to go to these elder hostel things. Have you ever heard about those?
Yeah, and other, they've got them in other countries and
yeah.
Around the country, maybe, yeah.
They did that all the time, and it was a really growing experience for them. So that's one of the places where they elected to spend their money. Their grandchildren were important to them, and they wanted to help their grandchildren. So that was a place where they wanted to spend their money. Knowing what you want to do with your money, what your true purpose for money is, will set the tone for everything you do after that. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Because where do you want to funnel your future? Where is it you see yourself? Your parents were the great example. They wanted to travel because there's some people who don't want to travel at all. And they just like to stay in their Boston neighborhood or their Philadelphia neighborhood or their Ottumwa, Iowa neighborhood and spend time among the people that they're with. And they don't like to really travel. They like to spend their money on other things.
And yeah, and that's exactly right. And the point is there are no right choices there,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
There's no right answer there. It's all very individualized and personal to the person involved. So unless you're having that kind of a conversation with your financial planner, how can he or she possibly come up with a plan that's congruent with your goals and needs and dreams and so forth? So the first thing we want to do is we want to sort of understand what role a person's money plays in their life. And once we've done that, then we can do, you know, then you can start doing things. Well, like, do I really want to be in the market? How much of my money do I want to have at risk? How do I want to risk it? You know, I have one client, a gal who's very, very concerned about social issues, and she does not want to be invested in any company that is harmful to the environment or, you know, makes cigarettes, things like this, and that's perfectly okay. But unless you have sat down and really thought about it, how can you possibly know?
Yeah, so the answer is you can't, yeah.
And so I think what we'll do is, if it's okay with you, over the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll kind of go through these must-answer questions. And we'll try and figure out what the frame is, what the landscape is in terms of how people should be looking at their money. And then we can start talking about, okay, now that you kind of understand what you want it to do, what your purpose for it is, what your risk tolerance is, how you relate to your money, now we can start talking about the things that you need to do with it in order to achieve those goals.
Yeah, perfect. I love it. Remember, it's 844-4-FREE-MONEY, right? 844-4-FREE-MONEY. Easy to remember. I love that. You guys are brilliant. FreeMoneyGuys.com. And this is invaluable stuff. 20 questions, must-answer questions. We'll continue with that again next week. Happy Turkey Day, Steve Kelly.
Thank you. Same to you, Kate. It's always a pleasure. Thanks very much for having me on.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.